Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are God-given rights according to our nation's birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. But how can you pursue happiness if you're born without limbs? Hamilton Strategies writes, quote, "When Nick Vujicic was born with no arms or legs, doctors could offer his parents no explanation and no prognosis. They did not know whether he could even marry or become a father or what his life ultimately might hold. Today, Nick has gone on to accomplish far more than many do in a lifetime. He is a husband, a father of four, a best-selling author, an entrepreneur, and one of the world's most recognized evangelists and motivational speakers, sharing his message of faith and purpose with audiences on nearly every continent. His remarkable life is now captured in the new film, No Limbs, No Limits, The Nick V Story, in movie theaters nationwide through Fathom Entertainment, the leading specialty distributor of content to theatrical partners worldwide, starting on September 25 of this year. And in fact, we'll link to the trailer for the film right here. Nick Vujicic now joined us. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is an amazing film, it sounds like. Nick, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, sir.
Sure. And where are you from? I recognize an accent.
Originally from Australia, but moved to America roughly 22 years ago, and being a proud and humble citizen, if you will, of the United States of America, we definitely still need a lot of prayer for our country, and I'm glad to announce that, yeah, we're living in the great state of Texas.
Nick, tell us about your story.
Yeah, look, thank you so much. You know, by the grace of God, born to a loving home, mom and dad, also with siblings, but they all had, if you will, able bodies, and wondering what kind of life, hope, and future I really have. You know, we went to church every single week, and I didn't believe I actually had hope. And where there was, you know, a crossroad in my life of depression and anxiety and thoughts of suicide, it actually happened at age 8, and I actually attempted at age 10 to try drown myself just because of the bullying, the fear of rejection, the fear of the future, and many other aspects of just life itself, feeling alone and not feeling like anyone really understood me.
And then what happened?
And by the grace of God, at 13 years of age, I actually realized that I have a choice, either to be angry for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. And realized that, you know, we all have a choice, either to focus on what God has given us and what we understand and be thankful for, or being just distracted by our pain. And hurt my foot playing soccer at age 13, and I realized I got to be thankful for my little foot. So when anyone sees me graphically on the internet, they see that I have a little foot that enables me to move around and do many things. And when I couldn't walk, I realized, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And then age 15, I actually read John chapter 9, a man was born blind, and no one knew why he was born that way. And Jesus said it was done so that the works of God would be revealed through him. And He healed the blind man, but what really changed me was the faith of the blind man. Jesus didn't tell him the plan, but the blind man just had to trust that he had a plan. And that was the pivotal point for me in my life that started with faith. And Jeremiah 29:11, that maybe God can do something with my broken pieces. And when I don't get a miracle, I can still be one.
Wow, that is amazing. And then you went on to become a speaker, even a motivational speaker.
Then at that point, there was incredible opportunity for me to become a vice president of my high school, and did a speech, and the janitor actually saw me speak. And he said, "Hey, are you a Christian?" I said, "Yes." And it was a public school, and I didn't talk about faith. And he said, "God's going to take you all around the world, and you're going to speak and share your story." And I laughed at him, and I said, "I don't have a story." And he actually organized my first speech at age 17, where I just shared three things: my thoughts, my feelings before I met Christ, how I met Christ, and what that means for me. And people were crying. He actually organized the first speech, and I did a couple more schools and youth groups. And when a girl hugged me and said, thank you, thank you, thank you, no one's ever told me that they love me. No one's ever told me that I'm beautiful the way that I am. That's when I knew I was born to be a speaker.
Wow, that's amazing. And eventually you got married too?
Correct. Yeah, very thankful that I met Kanae, and it was love at first sight. I looked at her. She looked at me. I couldn't feel my legs. And we've been married now nearly for 15 years, and we got four beautiful kids, two sons and two daughters. And we are so blessed. You know, I used to be worried about how I'm going to hold my wife's hand. I don't need to hold her hand. I just need to hold her heart. And, you know, how am I going to hold my kids when they're crying? Well, that fear was gone when my son actually said, Daddy, I'm just going to hug you longer and stronger so I can feel your hug.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. And did I read correctly that you're one of the top three motivational speakers in the world?
Yes. You know, very thankful that it's been an incredible journey in the last 20 to 25 years. Where if you do Google my name or motivational speakers, that someone let me know, hey, did you know that you're in the top speakers in the world? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. And I'm just glad to have been born in an era where, just like Billy Graham and his evangelism ministry went explosive with TV, between me doing, if you will, DVDs that got black marketed and went to Africa and Southeast Asia, and then YouTube and social media, we're just so blessed that we've been able to, at Nick V Ministries, go to 89 countries and digitally actually reach 996 million people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We just came back from Africa in May, and by the grace of God, we did Kenya, Uganda, Namibia, and Zambia, and on TV and influencing platforms, we were able to continue moving forward in what God's called me to do over the last 25 years. So we're really, really blessed.
Well, that's fantastic. Okay, tell us about the new movie.
Yeah, No Limbs, No Limits. It's coming out in theaters September 25th this year, and we're so thankful for this film to be a ministry tool where people may not go to church, but with depression, anxiety, and fear, and ups and downs of everyone's life, no matter what age you're at, it's rated PG. It's raw. There's no filters on it, and we just want people to know the real ups and downs that we've had. And it's not necessarily just my story and the janitors in there, my mom, my brother, my sister, and other people that have spoken into my life to encourage me to be who I am in Christ today. But to understand that God can use all of us. If God can use my broken pieces, he can use yours. If God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then God can use any willing heart. And so that's the whole message. And we're so thankful for the opportunity that we have to get this movie out. And people can see the trailer at nickvfilms.com, and then give us their email address to be notified when advanced tickets are available. And for advanced tickets, you'll also get an electronic devotional file from me as well, called No Limbs, No Limits. We want to encourage everyone to bring their friends, families, schools, and churches to come and be inspired and believe that God has a plan for each of us.
All right, and I'll tell you what we'll do right now, Nick. Let's play the audio for that trailer.
Wake up, boys. Oh, there's Nicholas. Did you have a good sleep? Oh.
Nicholas Vujicic attacks life with a fierce independence.
Nick was just that boy that wanted to be normal. Whatever normal is, he just wanted to be like everybody else. But that is not what he's been allotted. He's special.
It was a normal family.
Yes, where are you, Nick? Ah, oh, that's good. Stay there. Stay there. Zoom up for you.
Yes, there's something physically different about him, but he's no different to you or I.
I think at that stage of my life, I was almost expecting that I would never get an answer. If you give me arms and legs, awesome. But if there's something more to this, I'm open to it.
So when did you first think, oh, he should be a speaker, he should tell his story?
No, I had no thought to that. I knew.
He decided he was going to go into the world. Start again.
G'day, how you going? I'm Nick. I just want to share my story with you today.
And that's exactly what you did.
There's going to be some storms in your life.
I really believe strongly that God lets us go through these struggles so we can help each other out as well.
I want you to believe that you are special. But you've got a beautiful heart.
Despite your disability, you're full of joy. You're full of happiness. Tell them what your hope is, Nick.
Well, the world's about to see Nick. And it'll never be the same again.
Imagine if every single person would wake up in the morning and say, I'm just happy to be me. Gee, it'd be a good world, wouldn't it?
We've just been listening to the trailer for an upcoming movie called No Limbs, No Limits, the Nick V story. And Nick, we have just a minute or two to wrap up. What do you want to say in conclusion about this upcoming film, about your life and the amazing ways God has used you despite the limits you have, you know, humanly speaking?
Look, it's incredible when you get to know how much God loves you, and there are no first limits. There are no limits to what God can do with your broken pieces, and there are no limits to his love. He continues to pursue you and to let you know it's going to be okay. I'll carry you when you cannot even walk. And, you know, I just want everyone to share the trailer and maybe think of someone that you want to take along with you to the theaters who maybe would never come to a church, or your friends or work colleague who's needing some encouragement and hope. This is what it's all about. It's a message of hope, faith, and an encouragement for every single one of us. Whether we know what it means to have no arms and no legs, that doesn't matter. It's our heart that gets healed, our mind that gets renewed, and our feet set upon the rock.
Wow. Okay, Nick, last question for you. What, other than what's your website, and that is, what is your favorite scripture?
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I love that one.
Wow. And your website, sir?
NickVfilms.com, and the website for the ministry is NickVministries.org.
Okay, Nick Vujicic, thank you so much for being with us. All the best, and all the best with the movie, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless.